This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you're listening to Jax.
And Dean.
On our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our, I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Play the podcast, please.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. We have a guest in the studio, Jacqueline.
Me too, and I was just making sure I was impressive by smelling my pits.
And how did you
having a pit stop? No, I smell very good. We have Sonia Diorio.
Hello.
Crowd goes wild.
Yes. See, I only did, let's talk about me for the first half an hour. No, I only did 12 shows at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Sonia is still going to a total of 23 shows?
23, yes.
That's
how? Because I am a ridiculous person.
No.
I'm feeling great. I have so much energy and I do not regret this decision at all.
My God.
So your show is called Glory Box.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing this for how many days now? So 2 weeks.
I've got five shows left. Oh. So yeah. I've done 23 minus five shows.
Yeah, you do the maths, mate.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that 19?
That's a lot.
I don't know. 19.
No one knows what numbers are. And also, you're at a new hub, which I'm actually really loving, the Cooper's Inn.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. There's heaps of great shows and heaps of late night fun on the weekends.
Yeah, and also they advertise heaps for you. There's heaps of posters, heaps of presents. You're allowed to fly around.
Yeah.
In the bar, there's like screens showing all the shows.
Mm.
Great drink discounts, Teen.
You've done your research.
I don't sound like this for nothing.
I haven't even noticed. I've been being a bit too good this festival, I think. But it's all going to end on Sunday night.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
What's the show about?
So it's loosely based on, like, the insanely different life I've had to my mother and my nonna. They both immigrated from Italy, more traditional kind of lifestyles, and I just float around just going, bleh, what's going on?
I saw it last night. It's very funny.
So do you have a pasta making machine?
Sorry?
Do you make pasta? From scratch?
No. I don't, with assistance from my mum and my nonna.
Oh, so
I've never done it on my own.
I have assistance from Uber Eats. That's the difference between
you and I. Yes. Exactly. But I have it on good authority. Sonia has cooked for me several times.
Oh, yes.
And
that's
it's delicious.
Right.
But she is a vegetarian, as her nonna. What does your nonna say?
Well, I say in the show, she calls it the disease that I have. Which is a choice that I've made. But some older people find it hard to understand, especially of that sort of culture, because
and while you're not, they have a lot of meat, they make their own food.
But I think, like, you know, years gone by, Italian food has been sort of rooted in a lot of vegetarian food.
Yeah, there's
because they
nice
kind of
side
made do with very very little, but then it turned into a meat fest.
I remember growing up, my nonna, because I had a nonna, Italian, she used to make polenta.
Oh, I love it.
Love polenta.
Oh, love
with
it.
A nice beef, she used to with meat.
Yeah, right.
But that's before the days of polenta chips or...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
that's
polenta
trend.
Just like a mashed potato on just the side.
Oh, delicious. So good.
Now,
so
like,
good.
You get polenta chips with truffle oil and parmesan. And
$12 for seven.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get out of here.
Lucky.
Yeah,
polenta, yum.
But the show's been going really well. I saw it last night and it was fantastic. And I've also, because we gig together, I also have heard a lot of the jokes before, but in very early days. So it's so great to see how they're so well crafted now.
Oh,
and
thank
smooth.
You.
So they're funny
and
now.
They're funny now.
No, they're well crafted. No, because you start with that. Don't you start something.
Italians. I can't believe how shit you used to be.
Yeah. Used to be
no,
awful.
No, I know exactly what you mean, though, because I think as an audience, you kind of take it for granted, but as comics, you kind of notice the many differences that you make to your jokes and just slicking it up.
Because you were even saying, like, you're just... Because you do, especially... I only did 12, but I was still trying to keep my show interesting for me.
Yeah.
Again, we're back to me. Thank you. but you were saying you were adding all this stuff. You're like, oh, I've got to make it interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what I said last night. I just said, like, one or two lines. I went off on a tangent and I'm like, yep, I'm just...
Keeping it fresh.
It is after that many shows, it's kind of like, at one point I was like, Have I done all the things that I... Have I said everything? Of just kind of going through the motion? I mean, no, I'm a professional. I
keep you're always, the you're always on.
I'm always on.
No, but it's a good flow and you're like, oh, autopilot, hang on, check in. Where am I?
Yeah, okay.
But
yeah,
it was a really good audience. A really good room as well.
Yeah, nice room.
Good drinks, good food.
Lovely great seating, shows. Lovely booths at the back. Mm. If you come on a romantic date.
Yeah.
These candlelit booths.
Who do you think your demo is? Like who's listening in?
A booth dweller.
Well, judging booth by dweller. How I've gone in the festival, so no one.
No,
I've had very lovely nights and great audiences and it varies. Yeah. It varies.
But I really liked it because I've got the Maltese background, also affectionately called as Wog.
Yeah, I found that people, not necessarily Italian people, but sort of like ethnic backgrounds from, you know, whose families migrated to Australia have related to it, not necessarily big Italian people.
Sonia's also, she's a club comic as well, so she's just, every beat is a joke, punchline. And she talks about the couch. Can you describe, Dean... Is there anything special about your couch? Because in Malta, we cover them up with plastic.
Yeah.
Oh, to keep them fresh.
Yeah.
Keep them fresh. Yeah.
Did you ever have any of that experience?
No, I didn't have that. No.
Yeah, we do, because my nonna's couch, it's got blankets over the whole thing.
Oh, really?
So it's just kind of like preserved. But one thing I don't mention in the show, she's also like got something about preserving things. Like she had these beautiful... slippers. I'm like, no, why don't you wear these slippers? And she's like, no, that's like in case I go to the hospital, so I've got nice slippers.
They're good.
Yeah. Who are you trying to impress at the hospital?
My nonna didn't do the plastic, nor did she do the rugs, but she was a mean crocheter.
Yes.
Or a knitter. Doilies. Oh,
yeah.
Loves a good doily. Yeah. Everything covered in doilies.
We have doilies on the couch. Couch doilies?
I guess so.
They can be cute.
Coilies.
Coilies.
Couch doilies.
Sounds
crochet doily chic.
Mm. But there are five chances left.
Yes.
All at 8:40.
All at 8:40.
All
have plenty of room for you and like at least 50 friends.
Yummy food, yummy drinks down at Cooper's, which is corner of Lonsdale and Elizabeth.
Little Lonsdale and Exhibition.
Oh, Little Lonsdale and Exhibition. Cooper's Inn.
You were there last night, Jack. Were you just so disoriented?
I don't know where.
Elizabeth Street.
I finished my show a week ago. I have no idea where I am or what I'm doing.
Jack,
I'm wearing a jumpsuit. I look cute. It's fine.
So to find out more, to get tickets to Glory Box, you can go to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website and buy some tickets.
Yeah, type in Glory Box, see what happens.
In the festival website.
Yeah.
Well, anywhere really.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.